Hey, kids, Rock and Ronnie coming to you live here at CKW 95.9 FM. Blues and Tuesday, heard every Tuesday, 7 till 10 p.m. I got Cheyenne Ray, Miss Ray, Lady Ray, sitting in here at the office, as it were, with Vince Andruska on guitar. He's going to be playing some great tunes. You're going to be singing some great tunes. We're going to have a wee chat and introduce and say hi. You can say hi. Give me some here. Now you can do your vocal check.
Good evening.
See, this is Miss Ray. If you want to talk, you got to be close.
Oh, nice and close. All right.
Be personal with the mic. Now, singing will be a little bit different. You're about probably the right distance. Maybe even back up a bit, because I know your voice. I happen to check you out at the Rose and Bee. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. Fantastic show.
Thank
you. Opened three bands, and it was paltry price, which is even cooler. Good time had by all, and you guys played really well. Hey?
One chicken. Paltry, just a paltry.
Paltry. Vince is just cracking the jokes here. He's keeping us well healed and charmed. Thanks, buddy.
I work for chicken.
You work for chicken. Smokes and chicken? Different band, man. Different band.
Good band, though.
So I'll let you take it away then.
All right. This is Man with the Revolver.
Can you hear that guitar okay? Can you hear that guitar okay?
Well, there's a devil there across the line. Yo, he'll sell his soul for 45. And with a bag of gold and a bottle of blaze, you better watch your back before the time you fall. You better run. You better run. You better run. Watch your step, don't take no cigarette. And there's a gal over there, she hasn't met you yet. You better run. You better run. You better run. Talk that talk, but there's something amiss that you can't say. You better run. You better run. You better run.
Right on, right on, right on. As good as it was the other night, even better now that it's here.
I'm never sure if it's two times or three at the end.
You got it. You got it.
You aced it, man. From what I remember you playing your guitar 20 years ago, that might be now.
Pretty
we're getting
close.
Well, getting, we're getting, yeah, I guess that would be, eh? 94, 95, 96?
18 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Something yeah. like that. I was only.
You're just an old geezer now.
Well, we were only what? We were less than 10 years old at the time when we had
10 years old?
When we had that job.
10 years old. Yeah. Yeah, sure, buddy. And you're
I'm a youngin.
You're a youngin, but yeah, but you're
I'm an old soul.
Sorry. You're an old soul in the voice. Yes, you've honed it well and you've practiced well from the great masters that have gone before you. That I noticed you mentioned Edie Piaf. I saw you mention that. That's a name out of that somebody grabs out of nowhere. The Billie Holidays people know, but your voice. I read something, or I was watching something. Lena Horne was doing a show about Billie Holiday, and it's the one where when my man gets mellow, and it's done with Ben Webster and Jerry Mulligan, the seven jazz greats, and she's singing, and Lena basically says, listen to her voice, because it becomes an instrument, much like all the other instruments there, and yours is much the same. You have a tremendous range, and it's sweet, sweet, savage, that just melting me.
Thank you.
You got to get close to that mic, though, when you're nattering. But I'll just let you sing. The hell with me. And Vinny, could you pull that mic a little bit closer to your guitar?
Sure. Or to the guitar, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not singing.
I'm not. What are you on? What are we doing?
We're going to do,
I have to tune,
yeah,
eh?
This is going to tune up. I'm going to sing a new song for y'all.
I'm going to pull the mic away while I'm tuning.
It's, I don't tell very many people this, but part of the reason why I sing is because it connects me to my late grandfather. I feel his presence, I guess, in the room when I sing. I wrote the song for him. It's called Old Crow.
Is this a song you're doing a cappella? Oh, okay, give her.
Old Crow, please remember your name. They may jack y'all, but you're not to blame. Although a sorrow sets you apart, Old Crow, I love you just the same. Black Crow, don't you fly away. She'll hold you till the lights turn gray. Please protect my darling when you're gone, and I'll miss you till the dawn moves on. And those stars don't shine your fate. Rattling bones whisper their decay. Black Crow, please remember your name. Oh, Crow, it's time you fly.
Cool. And that was wonderful. You got the hands down, Pat. If this was like a video show, you'd be able to see the hands going down, Pat. And you got the old geniuses that do that. And it's you did that on your show the other night too.
I'm a hand singer.
You're like a hand singer. Yeah, it happened. But it comes about, and I can understand it. You're trying to feel those notes out, and they're out there. You mentioned you're young.
Yeah.
You're in university here, correct?
I am.
So you're in that early 20 stage.
21.
Okay. And so you're digging. You know, I hear some people saying, "Well, man, the blues are dead. The blues are dead."
No.
And I know they're not. I don't really listen to them either. But you're digging. You're going way back to the roots. You're going back to the Bessie Smith, and digging in the 20s and the 30s for your tuning and styling. And there's not much of it out there, and that's cool. So it's good that you bring that back. But I'm interested, being you're 21 and all. Where were your influences coming from? Who set you up to go back to the 30s?
Well, I grew up in a musical family. My father was a musician in a heavy metal band. But my mother, she was the one who took me out to the blues joints on school nights. And I listened to the blues jams at this place in Edmonton called the Sidetrack Cafe. It's shut down now, but I remember being in awe and hearing them play harp and sing with so much soul. It was just awe-inspiring. And she also took me to numerous folk festivals, so I got introduced to the other kind of blues musicians. But it was those late nights, being the only kid in the booth staring up at that blues stage, that stuck with me. And I've thought that this is music I can connect to. This is music that can help me express what I'm feeling. So came about cool. from jams.
94. Let me think. 94. I was in the Edmonton Blues Fest when I saw Barrence Whitfield there, and that was cool. And he had just finished his more gospely type set, and he just come off. And I went up to him. And, oh man, you blew me away. And he's just standing there in awe. And excuse me, you blew me away, sir. And he goes, Salman Burke's on stage. Listen to this. So I was idolizing him, and he was idolizing Salman Burke, and it was a wonderful moment. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, and I hear you. I was, well, see, that 94, I haven't thought about that Edmonton Folk Fest in a while, and 94 came to me, and remembering Barrington Whitfield and then Salman Burke at the same time. Yeah. So I can see where you got your stylings from, yeah. Cool. You want to keep going? You want me to play a track? You want to take a wee break to water your voice?
I think we can do another one.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We'll let you.
Let's do the Robert Johnson number. And for those of you who are maybe unfamiliar with Robert Johnson, the song Crossroads, he went to the crossroads and he asked the devil in exchange for his soul if he could have the ability to play guitar.
That's right, to flag a ride.
Nobody seems to know me. Oh, everybody passes me by.
Way cool. Oh, thanks. That's one of the ones I wanted to hear. As was the first tune. Oh, yum. I'm scatterbrained right now. Whew.
It's better than being splatterbrained.
Better than being splatterbrained. Thanks, buddy. And unfortunately, you don't have any gigs coming up at the moment.
Well, we're playing a set at Into the Music.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yep, I was right. Yeah, I was just typing all that up. In fact, I was just typing the person that has the Folk Fest one.
Well, in celebration of Record Store Day, we'll be at Into the Music at noon.
Into the Music at noon on Record Store Day. That would be the 20th of April.
Mm-hmm.
So get down there and you can check these people out. And while you're perusing all through the record, that'd be just fine. Hopefully, the person answering me is she's going to try and do a blues theme again, and she'll invite you.
Right on.
So I don't know about this one coming up, but she's going to try and do another one. So she can get you there. So there you go. I'm getting you gigs. I'm hoping anyway.
We're hoping to.
But Vince, you're going to have to get close to the mic.
Okay.
You got gigs coming up.
I do.
In fact, this Thursday.
This Thursday,
Gordy's Coffee Shop.
Gordy's Coffee House on Coburg.
127 Coburg.
127, thank you. Yeah. Following Thursday at the Garrick Hotel, 287 Gary, I think it is. South side of Portage.
Okay.
And then 26th, 27th at the Bella Vista Restaurant.
Bella Vista. With a band.
With a band and all. With a band, yeah. It'll be Tom Twisty Fody, Steve Danger Greg, and Kevin Bell.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Tell them what kind of music you play, Vince.
Oh, only the finest.
What was it? It was a groovy mashed roots.
Mashed roots and groovy.
That's right.
Mashed roots and groovy.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. That's
you
cool.
Won't find that in the record store.
You're becoming like Keith Dick almost, the way you put words together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like that fella.
And you got a bit of Dave behind you with the cracking the jokes. When you get some salt and pepper into that beard, you're going to be like one of the oldest guys around here. And I'll say I knew him when he was a punk. So but definitely this Thursday. Not to be missed. I have some vehicle problems at the moment. Hopefully they'll be fixed by tomorrow.
Number 11 bus, no problem.
Thank you. I know how to get there now. And it's from 7 till 10 or 8 till 10?
8
till 10. But I can get there at 7, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get there at 7 and wait.
Yeah. I got there. The doors don't open.
I think the doors open at 7. Yeah.
I got there at 9:30 last time.
Coffee and cake and pie kind of affair.
Yeah.
Various teas and...
Yep. I love the room.
Sugary things.
I love the room, and there's board games, and there's...
Yeah,
puzzles. Yep, puzzles, anything you want, and it's cozy. I love the big thrones in the background.
Yeah.
In the back. It's
a very nice place. Very welcoming.
Yes.
There's for you musicians.
Bring a tin for the bin.
Bring a tin for the bin. They collect, yeah.
Yep.
And there's an open mic afterwards as well for you musician types.
Yep.
Singers and players and whatnots.
I think you have to stick around and be the man.
No. It's like a husband and wife team. He does the sound, and Lex takes care of all the cordial stuff.
Oh, so you don't? You're just gonna open?
I open for the open mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll do a couple sets.
Oh, okay. She did it last. I missed the beginning. It was I think Rock Salt Nails, but I know I got that wrong.
Rock Salt.
Alistair is in it.
Plain Salt.
Plain Salt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were there. Anyway, I digress. Say, right, Dean, I digress.
Deviate.
You again. Back to you. We're gonna mention you again with, April the 20th at the Into the Music, the two of you.
Uh-huh.
At Into the Music. And we'll hopefully see you out there again somewhere at some point in time. I know you'll post to me when you're playing, so I can repost it again.
Alright.
Cool.
Indeed.
You got more?
We can do one more.
Okay. I'll let you do more.
Want to do last time?
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So this one I wrote for women and children who have overcome an abusive relationship. And it's to empower them. You're coming home late at night. I stayed up and waiting, but you just want to fight. And when I ask what's in her name, you knock me down. Oh, what a shame. 'Cause you didn't know what you were. Until I was there. Oh, and I got the power, I got the strength, and this wasn't this time. Oh, and this wasn't this time. And darling child, please listen carefully. Wipe those tears from your eyes. And daddy's gonna wait now. And you've been asking why. 'Cause he didn't know what he had. Until I was there. And we got the power, we got the strength, and this wasn't less I am. And I swear this wasn't less I am. I'm still.
last time. Oh, and this was the last time.
Right on. Are you done?
We're ready. We're done. We do have a website. People can
move
on over and check out. It's missraymusic.com at www.missraemusic.com. And they can download our demo. And we got some videos with the full band.
You're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook. And
you
Twitter.
Can find me on Facebook.
You can find us everywhere.
Black in History. I was going to play that next.
All right.
Off the CD.
Okay.
Unless you want to sing it, but.
Well, we could sing it.
Sure.
Let's sing it.
Good.
We're here.
Okay,
why play it when we can sing it for you?
Cool.
Right?
Yeah. I agree.
Right.
And then you can download it later, too, and see, hey, I like this version. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. All right, so Black in History.
Yeah, give me history.
I was researching my roots. I am of Métis and African heritage. And through the course of research and talking with people, professors and elders, everyone has their differences and their different opinions. But in the end, I guess it was seeing both sides and trying to view what's happened and what happened in the past and how we can change that now for the better. All right, nice. Battle me, mister, tell me what you're really talking about. Tell me about the murder, won't you? Tell me about the drought. And I won't waste another minute on your last breath of bitterness. And won't you tell me now. Tell me about the flood. Tell me about the slaves. How you drenched the land with your ink-stained tongue. And won't you tell me how. After hundreds of years, don't you second guess. Why should truth flow under such duress? And tell me how. Children, won't you tell me about the caves? Oh, and tell me about the shackles in there, just me. Tell me now.
You're right, better life, much better life. Hot in here, huh?
Hot in here now.
It's cooking in here. You ever heard of Sheila Wilcoxon?
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah, she's down south. She got arthritis and she can't play anymore.
Oh.
But she does Black Betty.
Oh. Well,
much the same way as, I heard it just there in that tune.
Right on, I'll check
yeah.
her out.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Once again, Record Day, April the 20th, at Into the Music. You can catch you two at noon.
You two is going to be there.
You two. And you can catch Vinny this Thursday at Gordy's Coffee House, 8 till 10 p.m., 127 Coburg.
You got it.
Cool. I had something else I want to talk to you about. Why? My mind goes void when I hear your voice just then, and I lose it, and I'm gone.
Was it the weather?
Oh, time change.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you been doing he was there the other night.
Yeah, I did the jam a lot. Time change really helped me develop my voice and get comfortable on stage with musicians.
Yep.
They have the Sunday Blues Jam, and it's been incredible there. It's like in my second home. I love that place.
It's my church.
Yeah. Good people and it's good experience and they're
everyone knows your name.
That's right.
Yep. Cool. Okay, so I might find you there at some point in time. The two of you.
We too.
Two of you. And you too. Thank you very, very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, no problem. Then I found out it's your cherry. Right on.
First
both of you.
I'm singing.
Two cherries.
Rooks.
Right on.
Yeah.
I love Rooks.
Pop, pop.
Okay. We're going to go back to doing what I do.
Right on.
And while I just... It's hot in here. Whew. I'm cooking. Thank you very, very much again.
Cool. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, man.